Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to The Junks. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com to join their team today. You can call us on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC. Brought to you by the DC Lottery. The question of the day is, would you like to see Jimmy Garoppolo traded here to the Washington football team? Would you consider him an upgrade over Taylor Heineke in 2022?
I don't necessarily want him, but I'd take him.
He's definitely an upgrade.
I would take him, but I think it'd be a marginal upgrade.
Yeah, I
don't think it'd be a super duper upgrade. But you know, he's an established quarterback. You know,
to
proven
me,
starter.
And this may rankle some people. People could disagree, but I don't really care. I think Jimmy Garoppolo is a poor man's Kirk Cousins. And people in this town couldn't stand Kirk Cousins, couldn't wait for him to leave. Mm-hmm. And I think you're getting a guy in here who's obviously less durable than Kirk Cousins. He's not going to put up the same numbers as Kirk Cousins. And you're going to, of course, have the, but he just wins games all the time crowd. Well, he was the quarterback for the team that won the game over the past weekend, but nothing about his play is inspiring.
It would be frustrating.
And you can keep pointing to the fact that the Niners win all the time with him at quarterback, but he's not the reason they're winning. Here's the reason why they're winning. Because they have a system that will grind you down, and they'll run the ball down your throat. And when they're doing it effectively, very few teams can stop them. And they've got one of the game's premier weapons in Deebo Samuel.
He does That's make some throws, games. I will say, but all quarterbacks make throws. Right. I just think you're underselling him a bit when you say he's a slight upgrade over Taylor Heineke. To me, it's a clear upgrade on Taylor Heineke.
If you look at their numbers, they're not that much better.
Well, his quarterback rating's 10 points better. And then if you look at his PFF grade,
his touchdown interception ratio is
understood,
about the same.
20 to 12 versus 20 to 15. But it's a 99 quarterback rating compared to an 86.
Yeah.
To me, that's a pretty significant difference. And you look at his career numbers, 71 touchdowns, 38 picks. Look, he doesn't have these. He has injury issues. That would scare me. And then watching that game, there were two throws. And I understand it's two throws. Everybody misses throws. There was one. Like, they could have put away the game, so Dallas would have been done. And he missed a wide-open receiver. Okay, that happens. Overthrows. But then he has a terrible interception after it. It was just, there was a series, there were like a couple of series there where I was like, I don't know. Like, by the numbers, I think you would have to. Like, if you're left with the choice, let's say you can't get your guy in the draft that you believe in, and you're left with the choice Jimmy G or Taylor Heineke, you have to make the move for Jimmy Garoppolo.
I think you're automatically capping yourself as to how good you can be if Jimmy Garoppolo is your quarterback.
He's not going to be a guy who's going to throw 40 touchdowns, but a couple seasons ago, he finishes with 27 touchdowns, just 13 picks. So he seems to always have kind of a 2-to-1 touchdown interception ratio, and his quarterback rating was a 102 that year. Now, last year banged up, and this year kind of banged up, and even for this week's game, they say he may have a slightly separated shoulder. So that would scare me.
Yeah, I think
the injuries.
Even if you acquire Jimmy Garoppolo, odds are you're still going to see Taylor Heineke for 3, 4, or 5 games because that's what Garoppolo does. He misses games in his career.
We put it up as the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Van Meter Homes. And the early poll results, it's pretty much split on Jimmy G. Would you want him as your starting quarterback? Actually, it's trending towards no. 42% now say yes. 58% say no. Here are a couple tweets. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. This one from the few, the proud one. Hell no, he was garbage the last four drives and cannot stay healthy. Our guy Juan tweets us, as a Niners fan, Jimmy G is frustrating. He let Dallas back in the game. However, he is Brady next to pea shooter Heineke.
Here's the thing. Again, I would take him. I don't particularly want him. Who I want, everyone is saying we can't get.
Right.
I want Aaron Rodgers. I want Russell Wilson. I don't really want Deshaun Watson because of the off-the-field stuff, but the football stuff-wise, I want that caliber of a player. Now, I personally would rather have Carson Wentz over him. We could have that argument if you want. I like Carson. I've seen Carson more up close and in person. I know that he had a sort of dreadful second half of the season, and Colts fans are ready to move on. They're over him. But I've seen Carson Wentz perform at a really, really high level, and I would go so far as to say, and this will anger you, that he's like can be, when he's hot, a poor man's like Josh Allen. He can move around a little bit.
I like Carson Wentz.
He's got a big arm. That would be the one, if both were available, that would be the one I would go for over Jimmy G. But neither one of them, I think, are going to take you to the promised land themselves.
My issue would be, what do you have to give up to acquire a Jimmy Garoppolo? Like, if I'm in the Washington front office, I'm not dealing multiple first-round picks for Jimmy G. I'm just not.
Yeah,
I would rather just stick with Taylor Heineke and surround him with and upgrade him with better weapons and hope that he can get me in the mid-20s with touchdowns, and then hopefully I've drafted a rookie that I'm grooming behind him. I'm not dealing two first-round picks and a third for Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, the draft capital's got to be lower than that if that's going to be the guy that you're targeting going forward. In my opinion.
Gonna have to give up something, though. You have to give up something.
But this whole thing about
I think he's the likely guy, though, to shake loose. So Rappaport's
report
was...
More so than Carson Wentz?
Yeah.
Well, there's no way the Niners traded up to get Trey Lance to sit him for two full seasons.
Right.
Okay, this was his apprenticeship year. Okay, he saw some action. He's not going to sit for another year behind
Jimmy
Garoppolo.
What if he's worse than what they thought, though? What if he's further behind than what they thought, which I would argue he is?
He could be, but I still think at some point you have to toss him the keys and see what you have. The days of drafting a guy and grooming them for two, 3, or 4 years behind the starter, those days are done.
I agree, but sometimes you draft a guy and you go, whoopsie. Well, am I going to get fired just because I drafted him?
If that's the case, then you start him for the first month, and if he's horrible, then you have to pivot. But you just can't keep a guy like Lance or Justin Fields sidelined for a season plus anymore.
Yeah.
I guess you can, but it's just isn't done anymore.
All right, let's go to Sean in Woodbridge, 800-636-1067, if you want to chime in. Sean, what's up, buddy?
Junkie.
Hey, Sean.
How are you, man?
Hey, look, man. Leave Jimmy alone. Leave Jimmy G where he is. This team, we getting tired of getting all these retreads, dude. Let's go in this draft, get our next guy, and keep it moving. Put the stuff around him, get some more running backs, grind like San Fran does. It's the only reason Jimmy looks like he does, because the running game keeps a lot of pressure off him. So let's go ahead with this dude. Let's go get the dude from Pittsburgh, and let's keep it moving. This is getting too complicated. Jimmy G's a bum. I'm sorry.
All right, so you're all in for Kenny Pickett.
He's not a bum.
Like, yes, indeed.
He's not a bum, dude. Bums don't throw 27 touchdowns with 13 picks, which he did a couple seasons ago.
Yeah, I don't think he's a bum. He's not special.
He might be, I don't know, if you're ranking quarterbacks in the league, he might be the 15th or 16th. Like, he couldn't be more average, in my opinion. He's like an average NFL quarterback.
And that's kind of where PFF puts him. PFF had him at 18th this year. You know, like I said, Heineke this year was 33rd. So, middle of the pack, you know, but he was higher than Russell Wilson this season, according to PFF.
Yeah, but Russ had a down year.
Higher than Carson Wentz this year, higher than Lamar Jackson. That's just PFF's grade.
Would you rather have Wentz or Garoppolo?
I'd rather have Wentz.
Yeah.
I don't think that Indy's going to nix him. I know that it was kind of like a soft endorsement, or they're kind of shaky on it, but
I think if the where right does Indy draft? You might be able to get him. Let's go to Dave, College Park. Dave, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
Listen, I was beating this drum a year ago when they drafted Lance. Clearly, Jimmy's going to be cut loose after the season. Listen, your last caller is an idiot for what he just said. He said, well, do like San Francisco's doing, run the ball. And he wins. Jimmy has been doing this. He's got a 24-8 as a starter. Okay, listen, you're right. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not Brady. He's not Russell Wilson. But guess what, guys? You're not getting that quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Quit fooling yourself. So yes, is he going to be your answer, your savior? No. But if you keep improving your roster, he's definitely a major upgrade. If you think that Taylor Heinicke is going to take the team to the playoffs next year, you're foolish. Okay, he's going to win 7-8 games again next year, and you're going to keep beating this drum year after year. Okay, there's no super quarterback in a draft. They've already said this stuff. So you're going to be pushing and kicking down the road. 30 years this team has been looking for a franchise quarterback. You want stability. You've only got a few choices, really. Baker, Deshaun Watson, and Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm telling you, they're winners. They're not going to light the league on fire, but they're going to give you stability.
Well, I think Deshaun would light the league on fire. You put the right weapons around Deshaun Watson, he's already proven it.
Oh, yeah.
He's already proven it.
He's got baggage.
He's got baggage.
He still hasn't settled the lawsuits. You don't know what's going on there. And you listen, I understand Jimmy G doesn't light the world on fire. And, yes, he did throw a terrible interception. So does a lot of quarterbacks. So does Heinicke. He's definitely a major upgrade.
Well, yeah, it's a huge upgrade on Heinicke in my mind.
I'd say it's an upgrade.
Jimmy G is not going to cost you
problems with.
Jimmy G is not going to cost you $40 million a year. And so the thing is this. You just got to answer what is going to improve this team. Don't you want to have stability there? I mean, I just think if you put him with McLaurin, he is going to make those throws that Heinicke can't make. Listen, I just believe it. He's a facts, man. I wish Bish was here because he would be voting this thing. He would say yes. You know,
he's kind of lukewarm on Jimmy G. He's lukewarm on him.
He knows that Jimmy G's limited. Everybody knows that. Anybody's watched 5 minutes of Jimmy Garoppolo knows he's a limited quarterback. He can only take you so far. And I know everybody's going to point to, well, he brought the Niners to the Super Bowl a few years back. The running game and the defense brought them. Jimmy G was kind of along for the ride.
All right, but he's now
QBR, though, this year. For what it's worth, I gave you the PFF grade. I just looked up QBR regular season 2021. He was 13th. Better than Derek Carr, better than Kirk Cousins.
Who would you rather have, Derek Carr or Jimmy Garoppolo?
I'd rather have Derek Carr.
I think I'd rather have Carr too.
But I think I'd rather have Jimmy G than Kirk Cousins. Even though Kirk Cousins puts up bigger numbers,
Kirk Cousins is not coming here.
I understand that, but Kirk Cousins, some people believe that the Vikings are going to...
Yeah, but he's not coming here.
Probably not.
He hates Dan.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, Cakes brought up Kirk Cousins earlier. As a comp, he believes Kirk Cousins is better than Jimmy G. I don't agree.
And Dave,
I think Kirk Cousins, for whatever reason, he can put up these numbers, but his team's lose.
And Dave, the caller, said, you know, well, Jimmy G is not making $40 million. Okay, he's not, but next year he's making 24.2, and you're going to have to give him a new contract. You're going to have to do what you did with Alex Smith. If you bring him in here, he's not just going to come in here with the 1 year left on his deal.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to re-up him.
He might. Like, you could sign him for the 1 year or trade for him, right? And draft a quarterback.
Okay, so you're just going to have a lame
not trade a first-round pick because they're going to move him. Unless there's a Super Bowl run. According to Ian Rappaport, they are a seller. They're a seller of Jimmy G.
All right, let's go to Chris in Lusby. Chris, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, Junkies. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good. What's up, man?
Please, no Jimmy G, okay? The idea of stability and Jimmy G are incoherent. There is no stability with this guy. He can't stay on the field. He got injured this last playoff game.
He's taking two teams to the playoffs. You got to give him that.
That's true. Heinicke's taken one.
But no, he hasn't. No, he hasn't. He showed up at one.
Right. He had to play in the playoff game.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you're going to trade draft capital, do it to go up and get somebody in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Not the future is now like George Allen in the old days. No. stability is drafting a quarterback.
Right.
Yeah,
all right.
I mean, it's easy to say it now, but I agree with Mike Jones, who joined us earlier, that if you're going to get your quarterback, this is probably the year to do it. Where you drafted Jamin Davis, you could have moved up to get Justin Fields and or Mac Jones. Because those guys were in the range where you would have had to part with some draft capital. Not a ton. You move up 7 or 8 spots, you grab your guy, and then in year 3, you've already got your guy in the system.
By the way, I don't know if I'm really buying this he's injured all the time narrative. Because isn't almost every single quarterback gets injured at some point in their career.
He's just missed a lot of games the last 2 seasons.
Every quarterback has missed a lot of games. I mean, Joe Burrow has missed an entire season with a leg injury. Deshaun Watson has missed an entire season with a torn ACL.
Well, then would you be a proponent of Jimmy G under center for the Washington football team?
No, because I'm a big Deshaun guy. I think Deshaun is your answer. But I don't want to hear the
what if
the
you can't get Deshaun? What if you can't get Deshaun?
If I can't get Deshaun?
And you assume you can't get Carson or, the other guys, who would you go
they're
for?
They're kind of living in the neighborhood where they have to kind of aim lower, where it's all right, well, Jimmy G,
Deshaun.
Carr.
Deshaun is my first choice. And then after that, I'm using my method of drafting 3 quarterbacks.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, I like it.
Got to pick one, Valdez.
But Valdez may be right. Look, in 2019, played 16 games. Okay? Durable. First year as a starter.
I'm just saying is that
then in 2020, okay, only 6 games, and this year 15. I mean, 15 out of 17 is not perfect, but it's not bad.
At some point in a quarterback's career, they miss significant time.
Right.
And you can hold it against every single person you're going to argue. Even Derek Carr has missed significant time. Every single person on that list has missed time for injury. So don't hold it against Jimmy G so much.
Got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more NFL playoffs. What jumped out at you from Super Wild Card Weekend? Was it the amazing performances of Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes? Was it the terrible performance at quarterback by Kyler Murray last night as the Cards bow out to the Rams? We'll take your calls on the NFL playoffs next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
.800-636-1067 is the number on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with the Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. What jumped out at you from Wild Card Weekend, Super Wild Card Weekend? Was it the 4 blowouts? Was it the mediocre quarterback play from Jimmy Garoppolo? Was it the heinous quarterback play last night on display from Kyler Murray facing the Rams defense?
I'll tell you what it was for me. It was the Buffalo Bills. It was an absolute destruction,
yeah.
And it's everything that we expected throughout the season. And for whatever reason, they didn't play like this consistently throughout the season. they were in the AFC Championship a year ago.
They were a trendy Super Bowl pick, and they struggled for a while. But when you see them play like that, they can be your Super Bowl favorite. Like, if somebody said, I believe the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl, I could buy that. Now they
might
lose
to the
Chiefs.
Yeah, but there are quite a few teams you could say that about. Quite a few teams. I think you say the same thing about the Chiefs. I think you say the same thing even about the Bucks. Still.
The Titans didn't even play, and they were the one seed. So we'll see what happens with the Titans, especially if they get Derrick Henry back, which is expected. But this weekend, the Bills impressed me the most.
I think the Rams impressed me. I was also on the same side of that. I was very disappointed in the Cardinals. Maybe other people saw it. I know you kept saying all year you were never a believer. You know, I wanted to believe in them. And they just really disappointed me with that showing last night.
Like, I don't want to believe this Kingsbury stat, but it's kind of like the stats we kept hearing about. Rivera's better in the second half of the year. I think it'd be hard to, like, say that when you limp in like they did this season, but probably statistically they were better in the second half. The Kingsbury's teams in college and in the pros fade in the second half of the season.
By the way, still hard to believe, going back to the Josh Allen quarterback draft, that Baker Mayfield was picked number one by the Browns. Saquon went number two, which was controversial. And Sam Darnold went number three to the Jets. Mm-hmm. And then Josh Allen was picked seventh by the Buffalo Bills.
They had to develop him because his first season he had more interceptions than touchdowns.
There were question marks.
I think he only had 10 touchdowns as a rookie.
Where was he from? Wyoming?
Check the stats.
Wyoming, yep.
Yeah. Well, that's why.
But he's so physically gifted.
Yeah.
Now, there's a ton of guys who come into the league physically gifted and never do anything with it. But that they looked amazing, and they stomped on the Chiefs the first time. I'm not saying it's going to happen again. I would expect that to be an over, Cakes, even though the number's high.
55. Maybe here's what you do. You tease it. You bump the Chiefs down. Then you take the total down and go over. So then your total's what? It's sitting at 49? Kind of like that.
Yeah, it's going over 49.
Kind of like it. Kind of feeling that.
But that jumped out at me the most. And then I'm kind of with EB. I kind of like the Bengals story.
I love the Bengals.
I like Joe Burrow.
They're fun to watch.
How did Haskins beat him out?
Well, I don't know. That's mystifying.
I don't know.
Mystifying.
So
that,
good.
That he's on a bullet train to be, I don't know, a top seven or eight quarterback in the league. And Haskins will be lucky to be a third stringer.
I believe Pro Football Focus had him as the number one rated passer. Maybe that was last year. And I know it was limited work.
Right.
Let me check that again.
Where do you rank? Let's throw Baker in there in terms of the viable, realistic possibilities for Washington. The elite are out of the question. I would go Carr, Carson, Garoppolo, then Baker.
Oh, by the way, Burrow was number one this year.
Yeah.
According to Pro Football Focus, quarterback play. Tom Brady 2, Herbert 3, Rodgers 4. So sometimes I like PFF, but sometimes
you know what Burrow does too? He throws long ones to Jamar Chase, long touchdown strikes.
Do you agree with me on that ranking? Carson, Garoppolo, and then Baker. Baker would be my last choice amongst those guys. I still think he's an upgrade over Heinicke. He can do a few more things, but you know he was so bad this year.
The Wentz deal. Like, I was a big Wentz guy, like, when he looked like he was going to be an MVP of the league. And then to lose to Jacksonville is pretty bad. I know it's one game.
At the end of the year, you just win,
you're in.
All right, whatever. It didn't work. Had bad season.
And they had a great running back.
Okay, had bad season.
What do you mean a bad season?
Actually had a pretty good season, touchdown
interception. The second half was bad, so let's just write it off as a bad season. I understand he started off good.
Right, but he had a bad season last year.
This was his make or break season.
Okay, so it was bad.
I'd be nervous.
We got nothing.
I'd be nervous with Wentz because of last season plus part of this season.
I don't think he
And, by the way, watching him week in and week out, he clearly got away with the bunch because he didn't have a ton of interceptions. But he throws left-handed passes. He throws back. Like, he throws, like, he has, like, brain farts.
He'll make some boneheaded plays.
Yeah, he throws, this is, like, what is he doing?
They all have warts.
Baker has had two good seasons and two bad seasons.
Yeah. He's not that great.
I don't think Carr's going to, I really don't, like, why would the Raiders let Carr go?
What do the Raiders turn to?
I don't know. New people involved. I don't know.
Maybe they just.
That's why I think Jimmy G is the guy worth discussing, because according to reports, unless they make the Super Bowl. And do we really think they're going to go into Green Bay and get a win?
No. I think they'll get beaten by Green Bay by 7 to 10 points.
Right. They're the biggest favorite of the four matchups, right. Green Bay. So that means they're trading Jimmy Garoppolo. They're a seller. Like, it's just the most realistic target. But I don't disagree with your rankings.
It's impossible that Jimmy Garoppolo goes into Lambeau Field and outduels Aaron Rodgers with a playoff advancement on the line. It's physically impossible that happens.
Somebody just tweeted us a clip. I guess it was from the draft day. And when Aaron Rodgers went, 24th or 25th, mm-hmm. whatever it was. And he was asked.
But one pick before Jason Campbell.
Correct.
One pick before.
But he was asked something about, are you disappointed that the Niners didn't draft you? Number one, he said, they'll be disappointed.
Right.
That's a good answer.
So he's got a chip.
Oh, you think he doesn't
want to
throttle?
Which ruins my theory that the team that he was going to go to would be the 49ers after this season.
I think at some point he would love to play for the Niners because, that's a team he grew up rooting.
But maybe he's going to hold that grudge. He's the type that holds a grudge.
He's a grudge holder.
He doesn't talk to his family.
Aaron Rodgers.
So he still holds a grudge. The Niners didn't draft him.
He's the one seed of grudge holders.
Yes.
That Aaron Rodgers.
I think you guys are sleeping on Jameis's availability, too. He is a free agent. And the Saints are in absolute cap hell. And if another team wants to go berserk, like Washington or Pittsburgh or somebody with a lot of cap space, They can outduel the Saints for
Jameis,
sure.
Jameis, I get a kick out of Jameis, but to me, he's just...
Does he strike you as a Ron guy? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I can't believe you would have Wentz ahead of Jameis Winston.
I probably would, yeah. I probably would. I don't know. For whatever reason, Jameis has just been like a laughing stock. with all of the social media stuff, it's just... Just a laughing stock to me now.
And you know what? Didn't he have 5 touchdowns against Washington?
Yeah.
But he looked awful.
He was getting yelled at. He's like comical.
But it's just because
his mannerisms.
It's also because you see the way he works out, like in his backyard. Yeah. He's doing wild stuff.
Those are always fun to watch.
He just become almost like a spoof of himself.
But he is a huge upgrade to what they have.
I mean, he's a marginal upgrade. He's got
a
bigger arm and that sort of
he'll
thing.
Be
but
on
he'll
their
make
board.
He'll make just as many mistakes, if not more. He's a mistake machine.
For Football Focus, he's 18th this year, tied with Jimmy G.
He's a mistake machine.
He's in the same.
Heineke was 33rd.
He's in the same pool with those donks, like Jimmy G.
Well, just
like
as you
Derek
said, JP.
Carr.
Aaron Rodgers is ranked below some guys that he shouldn't be. I don't think necessarily that Heineke was a 33rd ranked quarterback this year. I think he was more like 25, 26 in that range. Certainly performed better than Trevor Lawrence and a bunch of other guys. Let's go to Ron in White Plains. Ron, what's up?
Oh, my gosh. Washington fans are irritating my soul.
Why?
Y'all are talking about, y'all don't want Jimmy G, a consistent quarterback. Y'all going to bring up, he's a mistake machine.
We said we
machine.
Would take him. I'm not dying for him.
You would not, but I'm talking about Cakes was bashing him, talking about he's middle of the road. Would Baltimore give the Super Bowl back if they could have a better quarterback than Trent Dilfer? You know why you don't, or people saying, I guess we'll take Jimmy G, is because y'all need a quarterback who can mask coaching deficiencies. Y'all need a quarterback who can mask defensive deficiencies. And y'all don't trust your coaching to build the O-line to protect the quarterback. That's the reason why you need an Aaron Rodgers or you want an Aaron Rodgers or a Deshaun Watson. Jimmy is a great quarterback for what you need, which is somebody to be consistent. Ask the Packers in 2019 in the NFC Championship how Jimmy G was. Ask the Rams if they can beat Jimmy G. Ask New Orleans in the 2019 run if they can beat Jimmy G.
Is he good enough to steer and manage a good football team? Sure. Sure, but he's not extra.
I mean, we look at the 49ers, how they're built. They have Deebo Samuels, who they just got. But when he was a rookie, he was doing stuff, but he wasn't doing stuff to the level of this one. Jimmy G, and again, we're going to bring up win losses, and I know some of you hate that stat. But you also bring up the stat, does he make the people around you better? And for his win-loss record, if he's not the reason they're winning,
Ron,
then him being in the huddle is the reason they're winning.
Here's the only stat you need to know about Jimmy G. Trey Lance. That's the only stat you need. They love Jimmy G so much, they mortgaged their future and moved up in the draft to draft Trey Lance. That's how much they're loving
Trey
Jimmy
Lance
Garoppolo.
Because, no, they drafted Trey Lance for what you guys have already said, which is he's injury prone, which I can't argue with. Absolutely. Not only that, if you're looking for somebody to do a deep ball, he's not it. If you're looking for intermediary passes or short passes, Jimmy G's your guy.
If
you're looking for someone to open the offense, it's Trey Lance.
They didn't draft Trey Lance to be Jimmy Garoppolo's backup. Okay, they drafted him to take over for him.
Because what does Trey Lance give Kyle Shanahan, who had Matt Ryan? It gives him the exact same offensive weapon, someone who can stretch the field, someone who you're not scared of throwing the deep ball. With Jimmy, you have to be afraid if he throws a deep ball. If it's in a mini area short, he's money most of the time. If you have to worry about him throwing 30 yards deep, you're going to be in trouble. So Trey Lance gives you that. He opens up the playbook, and I can't argue with that.
Are you a Niners fan?
I am a super Niners fan.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
So of course,
okay.
It's going to be pro.
All right, thank you. Thank
not
you.
Really. A lot, I think a lot of Niners fans are torn on Jimmy G. Now, I do think the injury thing, look, I'm looking up his injury history. Tore his ACL in 2018. That happens to guys. Happened to Joe Burrow last year. 2020, right ankle sprain, high ankle sprain, misses two games. Then he suffered another ankle injury during week 8. Then he sustained a calf injury this year. Then he had a fracture to his right thumb. Now he's got some sort of tear to his shoulder. He seems injury prone.
It's a brutal league. It takes a warrior to stay healthy year in and year out. Look, just know this, that regardless of who Washington picks up, they're more than a quarterback away, right? And I think this year, in a lot of ways, I said it right after the season, we almost took a step back, certainly defensively, right? So we're not nearly the finished product that we thought maybe we might be. Like, you just add a Ryan Fitzpatrick, he manages the ship, and then you find yourself in the playoffs. No, the team wasn't as good as we thought.
No, but the quarterback is by far the most important. Eight teams left. You've got Mahomes, Rodgers, Brady, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. All right, the bottom three, Tannehill, Stafford's pretty good.
Right.
And Garoppolo.
I mean, Stafford's the number one overall pick.
Understood.
When he was selected.
Right. So the worst two are Tannehill, who's become really good in Tennessee. Not a great year this year. And then Jimmy G.
But I'm just saying, he doesn't instantly make us a playoff contender. They still need more.
No, but he's an
upgrade.
Need more.
Yeah. He's an upgrade. He's an upgrade, but he still need more.
We'll talk more NFL quarterbacks, playoffs, and more with Brad Spielberger from Pro Football Focus. He joins the show coming up at 9 a.m.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Brad Spielberger from PFF is going to join us coming up at 9, so that's just about 15 minutes away. We'll talk more NFL with him. See who he likes for Washington football team to try to pursue a quarterback during the offseason. I don't know who has this habit, if any of us do, but the headline is, and by the way, the source for this headline, it couldn't come from two more, what I would guess, are divergent sources.
All right.
It comes from Daily Mail. / Journal of Neuroscience.
Okay.
So, okay.
Well, the Daily Mail's reporting on what the Journal of Neuroscience has published.
So here's your headline. Falling asleep with the TV on is bad for you, according to a new study.
Of course it is. It
suggests that going to bed with the TV on might be messing with your sleep because our brains are constantly scanning for unfamiliar sounds and voices while we sleep. It could cause, quote, I'm sure this is part of the reason why Valdez gave me the story, or Drab gave me the story. It could cause micro arousals all night. And not arousals in the way you're thinking, but it's just like if you're lying there.
Oh, kill
like,
for micro
like
arousals.
95% asleep, and yeah. You left like.
Cakes,
yep.
I think Cakes has those.
So, I knew that was coming.
Amy gets a micro arousal.
Okay. Everybody jumps in off the top rope.
So predictable.
So you get these micro arousals. You leave Yellow Jackets on all night, okay?
Mm-hmm,
and it's the season finale, and you think you're asleep, but then there's a really important plot twist where you hear like Misty's voice in the background, Valdez, yeah. or you hear Jackie's voice, or you hear, what's the main character's name again? Shauna. You hear Shauna's voice in the background, yes. and it arouses you, and it rouses you out of your sleep. So it's a bad idea if you're leaving your TV on all night.
I
think is crazy, first and foremost. Like, your big, giant 50-inch TV is just beaming light into your bedroom. Like, how would you be able to sleep?
So much blue light.
Oh,
I kind of like the TV on.
You do?
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, since Drab's a sociopath.
Mm-hmm. Well, first off, my wife and I, we have different bedtimes. She's not going to bed at 10:30. Yeah. She goes to bed probably closer to midnight, so she likes to watch TV. And what am I going to say? Get out of the room, turn the TV. It doesn't really work that way, at least in our house. So,
yeah, that's what you should say. Well, say we're not. The TV is not for the bedroom.
I grew up falling asleep to the radio and Scott Farrell.
Like, hey, Dad, why don't you go to sleep?
That's how I got into radio. Right. So I like.
I got locks.
A voice talking to me while I sleep.
Right. Yeah, but you don't sleep well. It's like a faint sleep.
I mean, radio is totally different than television.
Mm-hmm. Like, with my TV, if I don't cover up or fully power down my Apple TV or the red light that's on my TV when it's off, those beam into my bedroom and it looks like a lighthouse in the Atlantic Ocean. It seems so bright because my room is super dark. Like, so any light that gets in.
Isn't your TV in the bedroom tiny?
No, it's a 46-incher.
It's kind of tiny nowadays.
I mean, but in the bedroom, it's like...
Micro. Micro. Everything in Cakes' bedroom's micro.
By the way, how do you see... This is an honest question.
Yes.
I'm not trying to joke.
Yeah.
How do you see... With the mask on, like I have no idea.
It's not, goes to sleep.
It's not a mask over my eyeballs. It's
yeah, but, you don't have that thing. You don't have that sex toy on your face while you're watching TV.
No, not while I'm watching TV.
If he's watching while he's winding down, the whole story is falling asleep.
Then he puts it on at the end.
No, but I'm saying those two tiny lights coming from my micro TV, they're so bright when it's dark that sometimes I need to cover them up with like the remotes so that they don't.
Yeah,
blast light into my room, but it's the smallest light ever. It's like the size of a pinhead.
Well, sure.
It's so tiny.
Everybody knows that leaving your TV on, it doesn't lead to conducive sleep.
Of course,
it's a horrible thing to do. Fall asleep with
my
TV
thing
on.
Is, and I do have a TV in the bedroom. They always say you shouldn't have a TV in the bedroom. TV, yes. You know, your bedroom should be for sleep.
Right.
It's like last night. That game was over at halftime. Why am I watching Russell Wilson? Was Russell Wilson going to break some news with Eli and Peyton? But I was leaving it on just in case, you know, they grilled him about wanting to leave.
Speaking of that game.
And then next thing you know, I'm still watching. I'm watching like Lakers, Utah.
If I were the Cardinals owner and I was on the fence about firing Cliff Kingsbury, I think I would have fired him at halftime because he got the ball kicked back to him. With, like, I want to say 35 seconds.
He did a draw play.
He had two timeouts in his pocket. Right. And I understand Kyler's playing like ass. He looks terrible. Okay? You're shell-shocked. You're on the road. You just want to get to halftime. But to me, that's like, you're just punting.
Yeah.
Every possession is valuable. Even if you only have 30 seconds, but you have two timeouts, you can move the ball. At least try to get into field goal range. He just ran the ball and just... punted away time.
Yep.
Joe
Judge.
If I'm the Bidwells, I'm calling him at halftime saying, turn in everything. You're fired. We're moving in a different direction.
Right.
That's unconscionable.
I will say this, is that just getting back to falling asleep, and you mentioned, Drabby mentioned how his wife, you know, they have different bedtimes, so she wants to stay up. She wants to watch TV. I get it. I get bitter when my wife goes to sleep when I go to sleep because... it just reemphasizes that I'm getting up 3 hours before and she's getting 3 extra hours more than me. Like,
correct.
I want to feel like I'm getting a little bit of a head start.
So your wife usually goes to bed after you?
I prefer that. But she likes to go to bed when I go to sleep, and I get bitter because all that means is you're getting 3 hours more
than
me.
See, we always go to sleep. I don't like it. But I bring that up all the time because we
really
go to sleep. My wife and I go to sleep all the time.
I want to feel like I'm getting
the same time.
As much.
Now, more often than not, she might fall asleep first. Like, if I have the TV on, like last night, she doesn't give a rat's ass about Rams.
Right. Cardinals. Sure, she cares about Sony Michelle.
Right, so she goes to bed, and then when I hear I feel tired the next day, I'm like, are you kidding me? Went to bed at the same time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, psychologically, I need to feel like I'm going to sleep before everybody else so that I feel like I'm getting somewhat equivalent to everyone else. If everyone goes to sleep with me and I'm getting up at 4:30 and they're still sleeping for another 3 hours, I'm bitter about that.
Correct.
They're lazy. Bunch of lazy bums.
I don't blame them for being lazy. I'm just distraught that I'm not getting that sleep.
I actually feel the same way.
You're holding it against them. You're jealous.
I'm not holding it against them. It makes me bitter about my life and my plot. Like, please don't go to bed when I go to bed. Because at least I feel like I'm getting a little bit of a head start on you guys who sleep in 3 hours past me. Does that make any sense?
Yeah,
it makes sense. I don't hold it against them. I would do the same thing. But I would just don't go to bed when I go to bed. Let me get a head start.
Just seems like a weird thing to fixate on.
No, yeah, but I'm getting 3 hours less than everybody else. And we're all going to sleep at the same time. That sucks. Right. I'm the one getting effed. I don't blame them.
You actually should just go to bed earlier. But I know you're like me. We never have that Jason Bishop discipline to go to bed at 8 or 8:30.
It's difficult. I can't do that. But sometimes I'll say at 9:30, I'll go, I'm going to bed.
Right.
Like that game last night sucked. I'm going to bed.
Right.
So, and they go, me too. And they go, no.
Hey, how can you go to bed so early when there's so much good TV to watch?
No, I don't care.
You pivot away.
But that's another example, like the binge watching. I watched Cobra Kai one night. Like I said, I really wasn't watching TV for several months, like a lot of TV. And then I just, one more episode.
Sure.
One more episode, because it's right there.
You missed out on a lot of quality TV over those months while you were writing your
book. That's the danger zone of having the TV in the bedroom. Especially, like, my partner, Jess, has no problem sleeping with the TV on. You apparently have a problem with the one little stupid light underneath the TV.
I do. The only show that could soothe me to sleep, I believe. No, not golf. That would bore me to sleep.
Right.
The one show that my wife watches this, and she'll watch on her iPad a lot, is, you may laugh, she loves the British baking show on Netflix. Apparently it's a huge hit. People watch it a ton. But the Brits talking about making like tarts, it's soothing. Just hearing like three or four Brits talking about like baking, like when she plays
just shuts
that around
your brain
me,
down. It shuts
it, like,
your brain down.
It almost lulls me right to sleep.
So that's really? Like Pharrell for draft.
Yeah.
Have you tried the ice pack on your vagus nerve yet?
I have not.
It does help. It does kind of wind you down.
Maybe I'll try
you
it.
Should
Who
try
knows?
It. I've definitely tried it. I've done it probably 10 times. Okay. I should have done it last night.
You should do it every night.
I know. Sometimes I'm all the way up in bed and I forget.
Okay, the last thing we do in our bed before I fall asleep with the TV on, like last night, my wife's binge watching 1883 and Sam Elliott shooting 1,000 cowboys.
Okay.
She takes the pillow and we call it the panini press. Okay. She basically smothers my face with a pillow on top so it blocks out most of the TV. And she presses down until I feel the sweet spot.
It sounds like it's blocking out a lot of oxygen, too.
It mutes most of the sound, and then I'm comfortable and I fall asleep.
Where's your face? Buried in
you
the mattress?
You guys are the weirdest sleepers I've ever met.
Buried in between two pillows.
So are you, hold on, are you laying on your back?
I'm a side sleeper.
You're a side sleeper?
Yeah, yeah. So she hovers
over me.
Where's
the air holes?
And smothers me.
So she panini presses your head.
I call it the panini
press. Where's the air holes?
Through the side.
And where's the whoopee?
It's in a drawer. It's in a nightstand. It's been banished. Yeah,
no longer. You should allow them to bed.
You should invest in like the blackout blinds.
Yeah,
do you those ever definitely wear that? Work.
My daughter uses
dark out.
Yeah, but it still
no,
helps.
Like for the TV,
still helps. I mean, if you wear that, it does help.
Yeah, he has panini press
instead of possibly dying.
Right,
I do get sized for the panini press.
I can't wait to see the headline when you expire. Due to the panini press.
Does she ever give you the oxygen? The panini press when you're hitting the skins? With two pillows?
Yeah, but it's not a pillow.
Exactly.
All right, we'll end on that note.
Yeah.
We have to take a break. Coming up next, Brad Spielberger from Pro Football Focus will join us to talk about the playoffs and more next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.